Welcome to the weekly hotspot, kink conversation, BDSM advice, insight from the worlds of distance, domination, and phone sex. We are your hosts, Mistress Delia. I'm Ms. Olivia, and we have a very special guest today. I am so excited. She is beautiful, elegant, amazing. She is my cross-dressing bride. Yvonne, thank you for being here.
Oh, it's so good to be here. I'm very honored.
Delia, you say hello.
Hi, Delia.
Hi, Yvonne. I am so excited that you are here with us today. This is something I have been looking forward to all week.
Oh, this is so cool.
It is. It really is.
My 15 minutes of fame.
Oh, honey, but the podcast lasts even longer than that. And anything you put on the internet lasts forever. I was going to say for fucking ever. But Yvonne pointed out she's a regular listener to the Weekly Hot Pass, the Weekly Hotspot podcast. And Yvonne told me before, she's like, oh, the two of you, you sound like sailors with all your swearing.
We might. It's okay, though. Fuck.
We do. So we're going to talk about all sorts of things today, including love and acceptance as a crossdresser. But first, I want to start with what you're wearing today, Yvonne. We are going to look at you on Skype. So send your call, and I'm going to add Miss Delia. Adding Miss Delia.
Oh, look at that. That's fucking beautiful.
Oh, Yvonne. Gorgeous. You know, I am a huge fan of you in a very traditional bridal outfit. Now, Yvonne has a ton of absolutely gorgeous mermaid wedding gowns. Mm. Well, yes, you can see them in the back.
Oh, yeah.
And that's only part of them. But I want that traditional silhouette. I want the tulle. I want the bling. I want just the whole thing. So tell us what you chose and why as you put that veil right over your face.
Well, you said to me that you wanted me to feel pretty and comfortable. And this is by far my favorite wedding dress.
What makes it your favorite?
It is super comfortable and it fits perfectly, which is another thing. They don't all fit the same. My God.
Oh, gosh. That's absolutely true. Yeah, we're going to talk about fashion fails, how to find your style. Because, Yvonne, I've said this to you before. Your style is absolutely amazing. And you have a great sense of what looks fabulous on you, which is something any girl, a cis woman or a crossdresser, has to go through, finding out what is your personal style.
What looks best on you. You know, and that's when it comes to wedding dresses, that's really difficult. That is totally difficult.
We're going to talk about some of your fashion fails. And you've heard about some of mine. But first, let's talk about your crossdresser journey. And I want to start with labels, guilt, and acceptance as a crossdresser. So you said that getting rid of guilt was a big thing for you. And I'm sitting there thinking there are so many labels. Oh, gosh. Crossdresser, sissy, transgender. The differences between transsexual, transgender, transvestite, crossdresser, drag queen, sissy. All of those gender identity labels. Do the various labels help you or do they hurt your own experience of your own acceptance as a crossdresser?
I think, you know, when you start using labels on people, I think they hurt more than they help in the long run. Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm dressed like this, I'm a woman. And, you know, to put another label on it is almost, it's almost like dissing women, you know? It's not a good thing, I don't think. I've never liked the labels. Never have.
So some people don't know for years. I mean, I've talked to people that have just started dressing in their 40s, 50s, 60s. Mm-hmm. Something that they've discovered about themselves in later life. When did you find out that you like dressing, or have you always known it?
Pretty much always known it. I remember having feelings for dressing when I was like 5 years old. Mm. And when I became a teenager, that kind of went away and went into the background for a while. Came back pretty strong in my 20s. Mm. And then I really started exploring it in my 30s.
Do you consider yourself transgender?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. If you're going to put a label on the whole thing. But that's kind of an umbrella term, I think. It includes so much. When you use the term transgender, it includes so much.
Right.
You know, that's a huge term. I guess the male and female parts of me are on the same team. So,
oh, I love that. I love that.
I've never thought of it that way, but that's brilliant. Oh my God, that's perfect.
You know, it's funny. You bring this up. You were talking about ages, and here's something that I have seen happen more than once. A lot of transsexuals wait till they retire to transition. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a good friend who was a firefighter in Seattle. When she retired, then she transitioned. I mean, you know, she had all the perks of being a man in that man's world. And then when she retired, she transitioned.
Wow.
And to Thailand and the whole thing, you know?
Oh, she had the full transition, including like the body parts hormones and all of that kind of stuff.
The whole deal. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gone through like some of the questions that I hear from every single cross-dresser, trans girl, not so much sissies, because sissies are often into humiliation and the teasing and things like that. A sissy will identify, no, I'm a man who's kind of being laughed at for being a woman.
Yeah, that's a whole fetish thing, I think. Yeah,
absolutely. Right. But yours is not a fetish, is it?
Not really. You know,
because I don't think of this with you as sexual per se. Now, you and I mean, what girl doesn't feel really, really good when putting on beautiful clothes? Mm-hmm. I mean, Delia and I, we put on beautiful clothes and we're like, oh my God, this makes me feel so good.
It does.
Right? It's part of the experience of being a girl, but it's not, I'm going to put on these panties because the panties make me aroused. I think that for me is the difference between the fetish and the experience of being a cross-dresser.
Well, like I told you the other day, when I first started doing makeup, doing the whole look, I mean, dressing head to toe, I'd have ruined orgasms doing my makeup.
Oh, wow. That is fantastic.
You know, I mean,
fantastic.
You know, that's why, you know, panty liners were always part of the protocol.
Oh, yes.
But let's also point out, you were in your 20s at that time, so your libido is going thunkada, thunkada, thunkada.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. I don't, that, like I told you, morning wood is the thing of the past now. So. That's something, my 60s have been an enlightening part of my life.
Now, how did you get to acceptance as a cross-dresser? A lot of people talk about kind of a journey and some of the questions. Is this wrong? Should I stop? What's wrong with me? Why do I like this? Did you go through any of those?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Up until a couple of years ago, I did. I was questioning it all the time. It was, you know, and then I said, that's when that hit me that, hey, we're all in the same boat here. So just enjoy it.
Right. Do you hear those same questions as well?
I hear every single one of those questions and more when I am talking to cross-dressers. It seems like there is such a taboo about accepting who you are. I think that is just, it's one of the things that makes me really want to do podcasts like this and have the weekly hotspot so that we can educate and just let everyone who cross-dresses, everyone who's into feminization know this is fucking perfect. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, there isn't. I don't think there's anything wrong with it at all.
I think the internet has changed things a lot because you can get on the internet and look around and go, oh, I'm not alone in, and then fill in the blank, right? Has the internet changed your self-acceptance?
Absolutely.
About being a cross-dresser?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's when I found out that there were other people like me.
You know, what was that like?
I remember because I had initially I didn't have a computer. I had web TV.
Mm. Oh, I remember that. I remember that from back, what, about 10 years ago, maybe? There 20. Was web TV. 20. Okay. Wow.
10. Delia, 20. Right.
Okay.
My first computer in 1998. So it was like, you know, I had web TV, and I remember that that thing. It would you'd put it up, and it was like Batman coming out of the cave, you know, getting on the internet highway. That's what they called it back then. And I found all these resources for cross-dressers, and I found a couple of really great chat rooms, and I got to meet a lot of nice people. I've had them visit me, and I've visited them.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Did you ever want to live full-time as a woman?
I thought about it, but no. Eventually, you know, I came to the conclusion, no. You know?
Walk us through that.
To be honest, when I first got on the internet, I didn't know what the hell I was.
Mm.
You know? And you know, then I said, you know, like I was telling you the other day, these people were taking hormones that they bought off the internet. I went, my God, what are you doing to yourself? And I said, this isn't for me. I said, just enjoy the dressing. Take your time. Feel, you know, if you like feeling pretty, you like feeling pretty. So you take your time and, you know, I'll sit and watch old movies dressed like this.
You'll play your guitar dressed like this.
Yeah, I will.
Now that you're retired, do you dress more and just kind of bop around?
Isn't it funny that I thought I would. I really thought I would, but I dress less now than I did when I was working.
Really?
No. Yeah. Really? Why?
It's funny. I don't know. You know, you have this great option when you're not working in that you can wake up in the morning and you can look at the day and you can go, nah, fuck it. And you know, well, not going to do anything today. and I am the world's worst procrastinator.
Oh, that's funny.
I am. You know, I'm a horrible. You don't want me cleaning your house. Trust me.
So no sissy maid play Yvonne. No. So do you think a lot of cross-dressers go through cycles? And I think part of that is acceptance as a cross-dresser and purging. So sometimes the cycle goes to the extreme and there's purging, but other times it just kind of calms down. Do you think you're kind of in a low point in your in-femme dressing cycle?
That's probably it. It'll probably come, you know, a month or two down the road, it'll probably come back very strong. And I'll want to dress all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, since, and this has been 6 months now, I've been retired for 6 months. I haven't had real strong urges to dress. I'm never going to purge. I've never purged my life. The only thing I've done is bring stuff to Goodwill so new stuff can come in.
Because otherwise, your closets, even right now, sweetie, are really pretty full.
Oh, God. I've only bought one dress since I retired. So, you know.
Well.
And I don't really
need there's still, sweetie, there's still more time.
I know.
And you and I have our eye on several dresses.
I know.
You know what I think? I think it's only been 6 months since you retired. Maybe it's just a natural adjustment period that you were going through. Oh, and once you settle in to retirement and everything like that, I think you're right. It will come back in full force and you will be that beautiful woman that I see right now on Skype. Oh. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Can I also just mention that Yvonne is also a baseball fan? So she and I just love our baseball experiences, especially commiserating when our teams are not doing well. Yeah. We're like, rawr, rawr. Yeah. And Yvonne, tell Delia and tell everybody what you wear during the games and why. You're a little bit superstitious like I am.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a Red Sox fan, so I have four red dresses. So I have a couple of red nightgowns. So I started wearing, when they weren't doing so well, I started wearing the red dresses or the red nightgowns twice.
Oh, and they started doing better. I know it worked.
And Olivia was after me to wear the royal blue for the Mets.
I know, but she wouldn't. So I actually started wearing the royal blue for the Mets, but it didn't work so well for the Mets.
Oh,
I got sad.
My goodness.
Yvonne. I'm not wearing the orange.
I have to tell you, Yvonne, I am also a Red Sox fan. I was in New England for quite a while, and my love for my teams runs deep. Now, I will admit, I'm more a football girl now, but I always check out what the Red Sox are doing.
Yeah.
So go you.
You should have seen the Patriots when they stunk.
Oh, I did. I have loved them since before the Brady Belichick era. I really have. So it's been an amazing run, and I hope it runs for a few more years. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I know. I root for them all: the Bruins, the Celtics, the Red Sox, mm-hmm. the Patriots. I'm born and bred that way.
Excellent.
So, I've got to ask, because I know a bunch of people are going to be curious, and you can feel free to say no if this is invasive. Have you ever been attracted to men when you're in femme?
No, I'm not attracted to men. Nasty, smelly things. You should see my Delia, you should see my fashion sense as a man. It's horrible.
Oh no.
I mean it's horrible.
Oh, that is so funny, because looking at you, the dress, the veil, the hair, the jewelry, and your skin is just, you're glowy and beautiful. I love it.
Not bad for an old girl.
Not bad at all.
The first time I saw you on Skype, I was like, holy shit. When you told me how old you are, I was like, oh my God, your skin looks amazing. So talk a little bit about some unique skincare tips, because male skin is different from female skin.
I used to have a friend that from Canada that used to chat in a chat room that I chatted in. And she was the wife she was a regular cis woman who was the wife of a crossdresser. And she used to do her husband's makeup. And her first line to me was, cover girl doesn't cover guy.
Wow.
What a great line.
I love
now,
that.
This wasn't the woman that wrote the book on Amazon, My Husband Betty.
I've never heard of that.
There's actually a book from a cis woman that's married to a crossdresser, and they have this amazing marriage. I think this is fabulous.
Oh, that's cool.
A great line, though. Cover girl doesn't cover guy.
Well, I'm extremely fortunate. I don't get 5 o'clock shadow. All right. I never have. I mean, it would take me 4 days to get 5 o'clock shadow. That's how slow my beard grows. I don't know why. My brother and my father have huge, heavy beards, but mine never did.
You live where the sun is very shiny. Mm-hmm. And yet you don't have wrinkles. Your skin is smooth. Your skin is absolutely amazing.
Well, that comes from working midnight shift.
That is part of it. But don't sell yourself short. You've got a skincare regimen. What do you do?
Well, funny as it may sound, I use oil of Olay. Mm. And a lot of women won't use it. My mother couldn't use it because it made her break out. But when I first started doing makeup, on both my cheekbones, I had really big acne scars. And they were deep. You had to put a lot of concealer in there you had to spackle it in there so it would smooth out the face. Person who pointed this out to me said, you need to start a skincare regimen. She says, just go get some night cream. Any night cream, doesn't matter what. So I got some oil of Olay night cream. I started using that. 6 months later, they were gone.
Wow, that's fantastic.
You know, and it was just oil of Olay night cream. Costs like $7-$8.
Oh, now you have simple routines, but you and I both know, and this is a great line from Steel Magnolias, the Dolly Parton character says, feminine beauty takes a great deal of time and effort. It takes work to look like a pretty girl. Mm-hmm. I should point out to our listeners that you are looking bemused and laughing.
Well, I'm the fastest brush in the South, so it's, yeah.
The fastest brush in the South. Ooh, I want to know about that.
I can put makeup on really quick.
You've also had a lot of experience. Now, you mentioned that makeup is very individual, and Ms. Delia has a great post about a makeup kit that's essential for a sissy or a crossdresser. So those are like some of the basic things. But when I ask you, do you want to talk about makeup on the podcast, you had a fabulous comment.
I did?
Do you remember what you said?
No, I don't remember what I said.
You said, you know, makeup is very individual. How did you develop your own makeup style?
Again, this was trial and error. The first time I bought a bunch of makeup, I went to Walgreens and I bought like $50 worth of crap. Mm-hmm. And I saw how many of those colors don't work on me. And, you know, I finally figured out I'm autumn toned. So stick with the neutrals.
Oh.
And you'll be fine.
But you did kind of have to go through that trial and error.
You do. You have to use the blue eyeshadow that looks horrible.
Oh, my God. Did you? You went through a blue eyeshadow phase? Yvonne, what was you thinking? You look so classy. What is it about blue eyeshadow? You know, when I was a photographer, I was contracted by some crossdressers who came and they wanted photographs. Now, I didn't know anything about crossdressers per se. I thought crossdressers were drag queens. Couldn't be farther than the truth. No, I thought crossdressers had to be gay. Most crossdressers are not gay.
No.
So I'm sitting there and they come in and I was totally cool with it. But I looked at them and I'm like, okay. Is the blue eyeshadow something that you're intending, or do you want me to do your makeup for you?
Oh, God.
And they were like, oh, would you do our makeup? And it was a revelation for me because I got aroused doing their makeup. Oof. I know. Wow. And it was completely inappropriate, right? So I'm a professional photographer. I knew that they were married. I'm sitting there getting aroused. They're getting aroused. There was this sexual energy just swirling around. And I'm like, oh, this is wrong. I need to cool my jets. I come from my love of cross-dressers naturally.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, yep. Putting on makeup it's an arousing experience.
The blue eyeshadow notwithstanding, How did you find out your feminine style, not just with your makeup, but your hair and the wedding gowns and the jewelry?
Again, here we go. I have fashion disasters in all categories.
Do tell.
I mean, I've had some wigs that were just absolutely hideous. And I still do, as a matter of fact. Mm. They just sit on the shelf. They don't come out. Mm-hmm. Every now and then I'll say, well, let's try it. Maybe it'll... No, it doesn't look any better than it did then.
Delia and I both have fashion disasters. I've told you, Yvonne. And Delia, I don't know. This was before I met you. I actually dyed my hair black because I figured, oh, pale skin, blue eyes. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to look just a little bit gothy and super sexy and kind of naughty. And oh my God, I just look like, weird. Delia, you've had fashion disasters.
I have had fashion disasters and bad hair days. I have tripped on my high heels. I think my worst, though, was a bridesmaid's dress. It was this awful pale blue color. And there were so many pictures of that. I have a couple, and I might show you. One day I have a couple and I might show it off one day if I ever do something about fashion faux pas or fashion disasters. But yeah, we all have those stories, don't we? Of just what didn't go right.
Isn't it amazing that the bride will always pick out the most hideous bridesmaid's dress for the girls to
wear? Yes, yes. I really think it just is a thing that she does to make her look even better.
Because I watch Say Yes to the Dress all the time.
Oh, I love that show.
And I get such a kick out of it. And they had one for bridesmaids for a time.
Oh, I never saw that.
I only think they did one season of it. And, you know, the bride would come in with six bridesmaids, and they never could agree on a dress.
I can imagine. I can imagine that.
I'm not wearing that.
Right.
Now, let me tell you, Ms. Delia, you are going to be definitely a bridesmaid at Yvonne and Mai's wedding. And yay, as we go through and we look at bridesmaids' dresses, we are not picking those ugly fucking dresses.
No.
Our bridesmaids are going to be gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. You know, my favorite type of wedding is where the bride gives a color, like go get purple or go get navy blue or go get black. And each bridesmaid picks out a dress that fits her body, fits her shape, fits her style.
Great idea.
Right?
You know, just stay in the color.
Exactly.
But wear something, you know, wear something that fits you. My God.
You know, we thought about that. Remember the bridesmaids' dresses that we were looking in lavender? Mm-hmm. And some were strapless. Like, you look amazing in strapless gowns. Mm-hmm. Some girls don't look amazing in strapless gowns, right? So for those girls, they had spaghetti straps or short sleeves or three-quarter length sleeves, but they were all kind of the same color scheme. I love that idea.
Oh, yeah. You know, and you see pictures on the internet of girls having different style dresses, but they're the same color.
Right.
I think that's a wonderful idea. It really is. And I think it's showing respect to your bridesmaids, too, so they don't have to wear something that looks horrible on them.
Well, I don't care. Is that just terrible? I mean, let's face it, the wedding is all about the bride. Now, Yvonne and I have talked about this. I am less sure what I want to wear, but I am completely positive what I want Yvonne to wear. I want that very traditional bell-shaped full wedding dress with the tulle and the petticoats. I'm like really clear about that. All of your mermaid dresses, Yvonne, those can be for the renewal, but I want you as a very traditional bride.
Well, of course.
I made you blush, didn't I?
I was seeing that online, that sweet smile, big smile. And those cheeks had a tint to them, a nice blush. I love it.
Can I just say she's got the prettiest little dimples?
Mm-hmm. I see them. They are gorgeous.
Oh my God.
Yvonne, you are just beautiful. You really are, my love. Just... just absolutely beautiful.
Well, you've helped me realize that.
Really? How so?
Oh, yeah. You know, our sessions, I mean, we've been talking almost 10 years now.
Yes, we have.
You know, and it's been like you're like a therapist couch sometimes, you know that.
Aw.
You know.
How so?
Well, we all go through ups and downs, and you help me reaffirm myself a lot.
Mm. Yeah. I remember when you and I were talking about third gender, and I think this was a time when you were really struggling with who is Yvonne and, you know, why does she come bursting out?
Yeah. She spends a lot of money.
Yeah, she does spend a lot of money. Well, girls, you spend a lot of money. But talk about that as far as you kind of coming to terms and saying, you know what, I'm okay being both.
Yeah, yeah. It's both sides of my personality, you know. I think we all have both male and female personalities, you know. I know a lot of tomboys, but yet they like to go have their nails done too. Mm-hmm. You know?
How important is it to have a community that loves and supports and acceptance as a crossdresser, accepts you as a crossdresser?
Well, when you really find one, let me know, because I've told you about my experiences going out with other crossdressers, and my God. You know, I got to the point, I don't want to hang out with these people.
Yvonne was the one, Telia, that said, what was it? They were sitting around talking about military experiences smoking cigars.
You know, they're like they were in foxholes, for God's sakes.
Wow.
You know, that was the big thing. And they only spent like 3 years out of their life in the military.
Wow.
You know, and they let that define them?
I think sometimes it's harder for some people than for other people to look and really embrace all of your sides and say, I don't have to be binary. I don't have to be one or the other. Because didn't you spend a lot of time being Yvonne or your male self, and you didn't think that you could have both?
Yeah, I did. That was back when I was taking care of my mother. I spent a lot of time as Yvonne then, and I didn't think I could be both. And eventually, well, you know, I said, bills have to be paid, so I have to get a job, and I can't do that as a woman.
Right.
You know? So I would never have had the confidence to do it. Go to an interview as a woman.
Mm. Would you have done that if you could have?
Probably not.
Why not?
Probably not. Just isn't me. You know? It's both of them. I'm both, you know, so and we have very we have very specific roles. Tim makes the money. Yvonne spends it. Tim cleans the house. Yvonne looks pretty.
Yeah. You're just making me cry.
Wow.
I love so much that you can be both.
Yeah. It was a very calming thing when that finally occurred to me. It really calmed me down.
We talked about it, and you sent me this email saying, wow, I finally get what you've been saying. And I've been saying it to you in all kinds of ways for years. And you sent that email. And what did you say?
It was something like that I'd had an epiphany and, you know, I can be both. We're all in the same. We're all in the same team here. We're all striving for our own. We're striving for our own singular happiness. So, you know, this is what makes me happy.
And that's it right there. This is what makes you happy. And Yvonne, I am just so happy to know you and to see you here like this, shining and happy and sharing with everyone. It just really makes my heart so happy. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh.
We just really appreciate you being willing to come on, share with our listeners, share with us. And we're recording this early in the morning. So Yvonne got up very early and got dressed.
Almost didn't go
to
sleep.
So hair and makeup and jewelry and everything. You look beautiful, sweetie. You always look beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I adore you, my sweet. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's been a great time. I love talking to both of you.
Oh.
We'll have to do a two mistress call someday again.
Oh, my gosh. Ooh. Ooh, that would be very fun.
Yes, it would. I would love that.
Yeah.
So thank you to all of you for joining us, for listening to the Weekly Hot Podcast. I'm tongue-tied. I can't help it. You know, this is a very special episode for me. So thank you to both of you, and thank all of you for listening. And we will see you next time on the Weekly Podcast.
Oh, nope.
So cool.
No. I'm still tongue-tied. And we will see. What's the name of our show?
The Weekly Hot Spot.
Okay. Why don't you say goodbye, Delia? Because I'm obviously tongue-tied.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to our podcast. And we will see you next week on The Weekly Hot Spot.